For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A car bombing on Saturday at a popular auto dealership in a Shiite-majority suburb of Baghdad killed at least 11 and wounded at least 35, according to Iraqi officials. The blast hit the Habiya neighborhood in Sadr City, the same district where a massive truck bomb on Thursday ripped through a wholesale vegetable market just 2 days before, killing 67 people, one of the worst attacks in Baghdad in a decade. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, but the jihadist Islamic State militants frequently are targeting Shiites whom they consider to be heretics. Fighters backing the exiled Yemeni government have seized the southern province of Shabwa from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Saudi Arabia, which has been leading Arab coalition airstrikes against the Houthis, has been pouring heavy weapons into southern Yemen to help pro-government fighters. Anti-rebel forces have made some recent major gains against the Houthis, including taking back the major port city of Aden, the entry point for desperately needed humanitarian aid. Riot police in Guinea used tear gas to break up a rally on Saturday, demanding the return of a former military ruler who wants to run for president despite facing charges related to a 2009 massacre. Associated Press reporters said the scene had riot police firing tear gas canisters when about 200 supporters of Moussa Dadis Camara had gathered at the airport in Conakry. Camara seized power in 2008, agreed to go into exile in 2010. This is VOA News.